This is a podcast from the BBC.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes: do people on the street think I'm drinking wee? Pigs in blankets are getting out of control. Our listener Adam has achieved his goal of having eye sex with 50 Cent. And how did the lady obsessed with Christmas get through on the phone again? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, I'm on the Brockers today.
You're feeling it now, fresh is catching up.
Yeah, it's just weird. A few days afterwards is when you get it, isn't it?
I've sort of done well to avoid it so far, I think. But maybe I'll catch it from you.
I always feel like if you are holding a water bottle with one of those vitamin drinks crumbled into it, then people would really judge you because of the colour.
In what sense? They think you're drinking...
Well, look at it.
I mean, it's bright yellow.
Well, so that's just your tired brain being paranoid. No one is looking at you and going... Do you know what? There goes Scott Mills on the Wii again.
It's just a bit weird when it's in a branded water bottle. Do you know what I mean? Oh, obviously, I've not got that in here with me. I'm certainly not drinking it. All good, though?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I've had an interesting morning. I met a nice man in my area called Barry. He came up to me and he's like, "Hey, Scott." And I was like, "Hi." And he's like, "Can I have a selfie?" And I was like, "Sure." Waited to get his phone out. And he's like, "No, on your phone."
And legend. I was like,
"Okay, cool." So me and Barry had a selfie. I can show it to you now. There it is.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah. We're both doing like thumbs in the air.
Did he ask you to do thumbs in the air?
No, we just involuntarily did it, both of us. And he was like, "Cool, thanks, bye." I was like, "Okay, you've not even asked me to put that on any social media, so how are you going to get that, or have I just been massively..."
No, he's a legend.
I'm so confused.
I think this is such a good idea. If you are lucky enough to ever find yourself in a situation where you want a selfie with someone, right, and you're willing to just never keep that selfie, I think it's such a bold move to ask them to take it on their phone and then watch how they panic with excuses as to why they can't take that picture.
But then it's when he ran off and he was like, "Thanks, bye." And I'm like, "Well, don't you want it?" Like, I'm so confused by it.
Listen, he's smarter than you'd think there, Scott, because we're now talking about Barry on Radio 1. He's got a shout out as well.
Yeah. Like, if you ever do, like, a concert or a festival or whatever, if you do see a famous or in the street, ask for a selfie, but get them to do it on their phone. Yeah. They will freak.
They'll panic. Be like, do you know what? I haven't got my phone on you, but you have, though.
You have. You can't say, "Oh, I haven't got a phone." You definitely
have. Just point in the pocket and go, "What's that?
Here, would you like some Bristolian punk?"
Here, go on then.
All right, it's Idols. Radio 1. Scott Mills. I just want to flag this to you now. Oh, my God, what's happened to me? I'm using the word flag. Can I just flag this? It's such an office term, isn't it?
I'm just going to run this up the flagpole.
Yeah, I'm just going to... Can I
see
flag
a salute?
This? It's the same as heavy pencil. I hate that as well.
Mm.
Is this meeting happening? It's a heavy pencil. Right, what do you mean? Well, does that mean that it's pretty much going to happen, but don't put it in pen yet?
Yeah. It suggests that when it's in pen, it's definitely happening. Right. Heavy pencil could be rubbed out.
Anyway, I did just ask you to flag this, but on Thursday's show... we have a celebrity edition of Where Do You Think They Were? Now, you've heard this with some of our listeners. It's been running for a few weeks now, where a listener comes on and they agree to sit there while on the other line, one or both of their parents tells them all the detail of when and where they were made. So you get, like, details, times...
what they were wearing, everything.
What they were wearing, where they were. We've had car, we've had bridge...
I mean, I suppose you're listening now, if you're hearing this for the first time, wondering why on earth you would sign up to that. It's not all bad. If you do agree to do this, we will give you the mother of all shout-outs.
Yeah. So normally do it for people who have got birthdays, but we're making a little exception here because famous. So on Thursday, celebrity Where Do You Think They Were will be Jack Whitehall and his hilarious dad, Michael. Oh, my God, did you see them on the One Show the other day?
They're great.
They're so good together. Obviously, they've got that show where they go around the world together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have seen that. So, Jack Whitehall's dad will tell Jack Whitehall exactly how, when and where he was conceived on this show on Thursday. I mean, I'd listen to that. Scott Mills. Last week on the show, we were talking about people who make love to pop stars with their eyes at a concert. I think a lot of people are guilty of this. You think the pop star's looking at you, so you make the eyes at them.
From the stage point of view, though, Scott, you can be stood there. And this has happened to us, right? We've been DJing and people can look at you in quite an intense way. And it's like they're always trying to catch your eye.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think it can end up a little bit flirty. doesn't really happen to me much. Happens to you more because you're a ladies' man. But yeah, it's right. It's definite sort of doing it with the eyes.
And we had a surprising amount of people that were like, yeah, I am quite promiscuous at concerts with my eyes.
There's some that are actually quite loose with their eyes, right, in the sense that they go and see a lot of different artists and have done it with all sorts, yeah, from Kanye to Bieber.
Basically, they have had eye sex. We're the famous.
Yeah.
Here's Adam. Hello.
Hi.
So, first gig last week, and who was it?
50 Cent.
How old are you?
20.
I never thought about going to a gig before now, no?
No one's really been on my list to go as much as 50 has been.
And you wanted your first time to be extra special, didn't you?
Yeah. Of course, absolutely.
So it's a bit of a throwback for you. You decided you wanted to go see 50 Cent. You contacted this show to say that your plan was to make eyes at him. Do you fancy 50 Cent?
I think I might do.
Yeah. Right, tell me what happened.
50 Cent, he seems to be one of those people that stands quite a lot and just looks at the crowd.
That's what happens at gigs. Pop stars do stand. I can tell you've never been to one.
I've never been, but I thought it was abnormal that he just stood there. No.
What do you expect Rihanna to just come and sit on a sofa or something, do you?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I thought it'd be more relaxed.
Well, no, sometimes like with Rihanna or Beyonce, they may start on like a throne, but then they definitely stand.
Yeah. Well, like a DJ Khaled throne.
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
But no, he looked sort of glazed over the crowd and sort of just stood still and stared quite a lot. And it gave me, I feel, the perfect opportunity to lock eyes with him.
Mm.
I don't know what the average time would be to class that you've actually had eye sex.
You sound unsure with how you're feeling and all that, and I get that.
It's all new.
Right.
It's all new.
Yeah, I feel there is a bit of confusion here, but that's okay.
That's
fine. It's like your first gig, you know?
Natural.
I'm learning.
Planning to do it again soon, or?
Absolutely. The next gig, maybe I'm going to make it something that I just try and achieve every time I go to a concert now.
Okay. Well, now you've been to one, you've kind of broken the seal, so who's next?
Ooh, Ed Sheeran's playing an Ipswich theme, which is really close to me. So maybe Ed Sheeran.
All boys, isn't it? Right, well, listen, if you do it again, let us know before, OK?
I will try, no worries.
Get back in touch. OK, love you, bye.
Will do. Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. That's an interesting one as well. From the pop star's point of view, who do you think are the ones that do the own things the most?
Oh, very good question.
Someone says, I bet Alex Turner has loads of it.
Is it cheating as well, though, if it's just the eyes? Great question.
I don't know. I'm just wondering, and you might be able to tell us this, which pop star is the most kind of, when it comes to eyeball snogging? Alex Turner, let's put that one out there anymore. Scott Mills. Shania Twain, Ross on the Isle of Mull says he's quite guilty of the old eye snacks. That's just in your head though, Ross, isn't it? Ha, do you know who's getting loads of votes on this on 81199? Ollie Murs.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. People
definitely
have got like actual video evidence of him doing it right up in their face.
I don't think this guy does it, but I reckon loads of people would like that. But Justin Timberlake.
No, he doesn't do it.
He doesn't do it. Scott from Corby saying that he'd smash your eyes right out of their sockets.
Yeah, I think he would.
With the style, he's just got so much swagger, hasn't he?
Yeah. We're just talking about when you make the eyes of flirtiness with pop stars. We've now turned it on its head, and it's like the ones that are the most popular at doing it.
Mm.
Josh in North Wales says, I'd like to nominate J. Cole, who did it with my girlfriend, with his eyes, when we went to see him in October. Worst part, it was our first date, and I still hear about it to this day.
Oh, no.
It's standing right there.
Oh, that's so awkward if you're with someone who's got that sort of intense connection with someone performing. Tricky.
On a first date.
Yeah.
So awkward.
What can you do?
Dan in Cumbria makes an excellent point. Is Sia's hair actually eye contraception? Scott Mills. There's a lot saying poor Hollywood. Not a singer, but he does do it with his eyes, doesn't he? Especially if you're an excellent baker. Doesn't matter who you are.
He is on stage as well. I've seen him do these cooking demonstrations. That'd be a weird thing to go along to, wouldn't it? Be in the crowd for that.
Right.
Don't know how you can get hyped for an evening of that.
Does that happen, does it?
I think it happens. I think what you do is you do the normal routine, a couple of pre-drinks, stuff like that. Then you go to a big theatre or something and he makes bread on stage. So it's something like that.
Okay. Hey Maxwell, who went to see Biffy Clyro in Birmingham, had all of the eye sex with Simon. Scott Mills. Scott Mills here. Radio 1. I can't get my head around this. So TV chefs do like gigs.
Yeah.
Where they cook on stage. I didn't even know this was a... a thing.
I don't think people even get to eat the food. I think they just watch stuff being cooked on stage late at night.
So
like
it is
pre-drinks
it's like a,
and everything.
It's like a pop concert, but with Gino DeCampo.
Yeah.
Right, okay, this has just come in. So this is Sarah. Went to an evening with Gino DeCampo, watched him cook pasta on stage because her mum wanted to go. She says it won me some daughter points, but I just didn't get it. So an Italian man cooking pasta on stage. What is going on?
Scott Mills.
Now, do you remember, cast your mind back to last week on this show, we spoke to a girl called Nicole who was so sweet and you lot absolutely loved her. She was on the show last week. She's from Pontypridd and she has never been on a plane before. And she had so many questions and so many rumours that she'd heard about air travel. So we connected her with a former cabin crew called Amy, and Nicole just asked all the questions she wanted to know.
When I was younger, I got told that there were traffic lights in the sky. No traffic lights in the sky, I wouldn't say so. The ground do all the traffic lighting work from it and then send it up to the pilots in the air.
Who told you that, Nicole?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
I
want to
know.
Yeah, I want to know. Nicole, what
teacher.
But with the teacher, what
about, yeah.
But what about when you're imagining the traffic lights in the sky?
Yeah.
I'm just sort of intrigued. What are you imagining? Because you haven't seen them up in the sky, have you?
Well, the road traffic lights, red, green, amber. But you've got to stop at the traffic lights. That's what he told me.
No, don't stop in the air. We don't want to stop in the air.
Don't generally stop.
Mm.
It's not like a car, it just carries on, you know?
It's a sort of like moving situation that you've got up there.
Oh, I love her. Now, the trip has been sorted out by her boyfriend, Liam, as a surprise for her birthday. And the trip to Amsterdam on a plane is this Friday. So we will speak to Nicole. I mean, she must have so many questions about what it's like in Amsterdam as well.
Well, that's what we need to do next, I think, because we've obviously ticked all the boxes with the flight and everything that's going to go on with that. But I'm sure there's loads of stuff we can talk to about Amsterdam. Perhaps people listening right now can offer up some travel advice for things to do in Amsterdam that
Absolutely.
She might not be aware of.
Yeah, she might not know half of what goes on, you know? This is an amazing city. Loads goes on. 81199, we're getting Nicole on before her trip. On our last show of the week on Thursday.
Scott Mills.
And this is Billy. Yes, Billy.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, you.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, you.
Right, where are you? What are you doing?
Doing not a lot in Oxfordshire, Bicester, Oxfordshire.
But are you actually at work?
I am at work, yeah. Well, if you could call it that.
You're really doing yourself down and your job. What's your job?
I look after swimming pools for all the rich and famous.
Oh. What? Cool job.
Yeah, it's actually all right, to be fair.
What, so are you at someone famous's pool right now?
No, not at the moment. Have been early on in the week and will be later on in the week, but no, just at the yard at the moment, sort of.
How famous are we talking here, Billy?
Well, oh, God, now you're putting me on the spot, aren't you? We've done a few different people. A couple of the Chelsea team lads, the Arsenal team, Elton John.
Oh, sure, just drop that one in.
Yeah. God, you guys. Anne Robinson, Weakest Link?
Yes, great one. She's got a pool, has she?
She did have, once upon a time. Yeah, I think she's moved now, but yeah, we do a couple.
Oh, I think we need to get you on again. You're like our swimming pool correspondent.
Because it's a job, right?
There's a certain level of wealth, I think, that means you've got a pool. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Money certainly isn't an option.
We've talked about this before. Like, in America and really in Australia, like, everyone's got one. But, like, if it's built in, then you know it's built. Yeah. If it's actually built into, like, the... What's the word?
Yeah, I know sunken. What you mean, raised or sunken.
No, raised is not... That's
no,
not
but that's what they say in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you've got a raised pool. Ew.
It's a bit tacky. Well, what I love about your job, Billy, is for you, when you go around their houses and they're in the pool, you've got your own version of... What was the TV show? Splash, haven't you?
God, I don't think I've ever even heard of that.
You know...
Is that the diving one?
With Tom Daly.
Oh, Tom, I think I have heard of that one, tell a lie. Yeah, maybe, yeah, quite possibly.
Good job, slow. You go round, they're in their trunks.
Oh, yeah. We've seen some things, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. We definitely need to talk to you again. Okay, this is my banger. Feeling that?
Yep, soon.
When the sun goes down, Arctic Monkeys.
Very solid choice.
Good Arctic Monkeys there as well. Okay, Billy, or my choice is this.
Okay.
It's almost like we've swapped bangers.
What's going on?
I was
going
to say this. Yeah.
This is Robin with Every Heartbeat. But yeah, you're right. That's kind of more a Scott one.
What are you going to go
for? Well, it's kind of an obvious one for me, unfortunately, guys. Yeah, we're gonna have to go for Scott.
Thanks, Billy.
No worries. I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate.
One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyadh and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I'm terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds, or wherever you found this podcast.
And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Oh, they were good, weren't they? Arctic Monkeys.
No, it's like a throwback to a sound, though, that...
That's what
all,
I meant.
We all loved.
Yeah. All of us. So much love for that. Had the sudden urge to dance on my desk and sing along to Arctic Monkeys. That's from Nell in Suffolk. Someone says, my pool is currently 30 degrees. Sometimes it's who you know. Okay.
That's amazing.
Hello to Paul in Edinburgh, who actually laughed out loud when he heard Chris's banger. What's wrong with Robin? Nothing at all. Dan in Sheffield does the same job up north. He says, shout out to the pool engineer. Same job as me, but a different company. We do a lot of celebrities. It's the best job ever, I bet.
Scott Mills.
There is a pigs in blankets war about to happen at the major supermarkets, and I feel you need to be aware of it.
Scott, we're fascinated about this subject, aren't we?
Yes.
It's the first Christmas that we see gearing up where this is going to be a real, real all-out war.
Yeah. So it seems to be at the moment Asda and Aldi are attempting to be bigger. Well, actually, I think Aldi's is, what, a foot long? But Asda's is girthier, am I right?
Aldi's slapped down a foot-long pigs in blanket.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that was unbeatable. And so Asda said, OK, we see your foot-long. We'll go foot-long, but we'll make ours girthier.
Right, so it's thicker.
Yeah. So what we're dealing with here is a battle of the pigs in blankets, the sausage wrapped in bacon.
Yeah. Is it just me that keeps them in the freezer all year?
Do you?
Just so I can, like, if I fancy some, I can have some.
I never have them at any other time of the year.
Why?
I don't know, actually. That's a really good point.
But they are hard to get. Like, come January, try and find them. They're really hard to get. So, pop a few in the freezer all year round, innit?
But this war of the sausage is fascinating, isn't it? Because all these supermarkets want to be the kings of Christmas.
Yeah.
Every inch matters.
So, using Chris's connections, we quite like to go, well, bigger than the majors.
Absolutely. Me and Scott were discussing this, and luckily my mum knows a butcher, and so we've got in touch with her.
Is this your mother's butcher, or are they just friends?
Yeah, they're friends. She's a family friend of ours, actually. She comes along to family parties and stuff like that. It's quite weird, actually, when you see your butcher downing a few drinks. Like dancing with your best mate.
Okay, we can speak to her now. Is it Bridget, right?
Yeah, this is a Penna-based butcher called Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Right, Bridget, can you help us?
I'm sure I can help. Yes, yes.
Scott,
absolutely.
Just listen to how many sausages this lady has handled this morning.
So, okay, this morning we're just an average day and we've already made and put in the fridge for the next few days about 2,000 sausages.
You've had 2,000 sausages today, Bridget?
Yes, yeah. I handled those bangers myself. Each and every one, and made sure all the lengths were correct.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you do.
Our main seller is called the Pinner Porker, because we're based in Pinner.
Well, okay, so what's that coming in at? Because the major supermarkets, they're going 12-inch now.
The average size of the sausage on a normal day is about 6-7 inches.
Yeah. Well, that sounds average.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so what are you suggesting?
Well, I mean, as we were on Radio 1 and everything is done big scale, we can go big. We can go as big as you like.
Well, how are you going to do that? Because sausages can't be that big, or can they?
Well, they can be that big because if you know about your sausage, and you can make them with natural skins. So proper old traditional sausages are made with intestines, either sheep or pig intestines.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And they're meters upon meters long. So,
Bridget, can we have a song to like work stuff out? Wait right there, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Scott Mills.
Pigs in duvets. Be off of you, Tesco. What are you trying to do? Pigs in blankets wrapped in puff pastry, you dirty...
Radio 1.
Some supermarkets are doing foot-long pigs in blankets this year. I want to go bigger. So, I'm just on to Bridget the Butcher. Hey.
Hi.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I would like 16 inches.
16 inches. Yeah. Is 16 inches close to your heart for a reason, or you just want to settle on 16?
I know, I just want it to be bigger than the supermarket ones, Bridget, and that's considerably larger, isn't it?
That's considerably larger. We can go 16 inches.
Imagine that on the table, on the dinner table on Christmas Day.
But actually, if you threw down a sausage that big, you'd have 2 points of impact, wouldn't you? One at one end as the sausage first makes contact with the table.
And then?
And the second, the follow through of the thud as the other end slaps down.
Yeah.
And what I like about 16-inch, Bridget, is that's 1.3 foot from what I'm seeing here. So it easily trumps.
So we've beaten them. I mean, that's a lot of bacon to wrap round as well, isn't it?
Don't you worry about the bacon. We've got enough bacon to stretch from Pinner to your studio if we needed it.
That, you should write that on the front of the shop.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll make this bad boy then. Okay. Should we give it a name or should we deal with that at another point?
I think the listeners could come up with a name. Bridget, what kind of timescale are we looking at here?
I can do it for you later this afternoon or I can do it tomorrow, whatever you...
I don't want to put you out because you were dealing with a lot of sausages this morning, weren't you? And
I was, yes. So we could do it possibly maybe whet the appetite for the listeners for the weekend, maybe Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, sure. It'll have to be Thursday.
Thursday.
We can say Thursday, yeah. Meat like it used to be can get ready for you for Thursday.
I'm just going to throw this out there. If we really want to guarantee that we're beating the majors, are you happy with 16 inches or do you want to go ridiculous
go
like 3 foot?
Can I just check that in inches?
Yeah.
36 inches, that's 3 foot.
We can do 36 inches.
I say, let's just be ambitious, guys. Let's just go big.
You are the dream.
Let's go really big. 36 inches. Slap down that sausage, Bridget. Get some bacon on it.
And
let's
we'll
see
speak
what's
to
going
you.
On.
Obviously, we'll get pictures of it and well, maybe we can, I don't know, can we get it here? Maybe that'd be awesome.
We can get the banger from Pinner to the studio.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work it out.
Nice one, Bridget.
Thank you so much, Bridget. And, well, I'll let you get to work on it.
Yes, I will get my hands working on the banger.
Sure. Good to speak to you. We'll speak to you later in the week and see how it's going, all right?
Absolutely. We'll keep you updated.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Come on. Come on, supermarkets. You ain't got 36, have you?
Hang on. And what a wonderful thought that is. If we can get that level, that amount of pigs and blankets between us, we can do it. What's that film where I'll take one end, you take the other end, and we'll take a picture.
So we'll start really far away.
So we'll be this far away. Like,
and I'll have my mouth there, you have your mouth there.
Yeah. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is going to be great.
Scott Mills.
So much TV. I've said it before, a couple of weeks ago, I'll say it again, there's too much. There's too much to watch. Everyone's recommending The Circle to me, but now we're 5 episodes in. Are we too far in? What am I going to do? You've just said something else.
No, there's really good stuff out there at the moment, though, isn't there? So I feel scared to endorse something that might not be to everyone's taste.
Okay, go.
Absolutely Ascot.
What's
that? I fell upon this yesterday.
This sounds like...
I was a bit overtired yesterday.
Let me guess. Is it ITVB?
It is ITVB. I was falling asleep and I fell asleep to this. Absolutely Ascot. It's like one of those reality shows.
Yeah.
A bit like Made in Chelsea, but following people in Ascot and all around Ascot Ladies' Day.
Oh, the races.
And the races.
Oh, I loved DJing there, but I bet there's some awful people on it.
Some really awful people. I'm not sure if it's any good. I kind of need you to watch it just to let me know if it is any good or not.
Maybe I'll watch tonight and then I can let you know whether it is or not.
Yeah.
Also, talk us through where you fell asleep yesterday.
I fell asleep on the floor playing FIFA.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Emma.
Hey, Emma, what's going on?
I'm the Christmas lady and I'm coming to tell you to play a Christmas song to get
this
started.
One, Scott.
Right, seriously, how does she keep getting through?
Because I'm very persistent. Christmas needs
yesterday.
To start.
Who keeps putting you through?
Wow, I've got people that know people. And these people also agree that Christmas needs to start right now. You need to fade Chris down because I feel like he's the fun police here in this situation. And me and you should have a bit of a chat here, Scott.
Okay, I mean, you know normally
I know it's time.
I know, and it does feel different. It does feel different. does.
3 months today, man.
I know.
It's 3 months away, Emma.
But...
Miss Pies, Chris. Shush.
You were on last week and you were like, well, we can't start Christmas until you do it, Scott, on Radio 1. So, like, what's been happening in your office?
The mince pies are sat up there. Everyone's wearing Christmas T-shirts and feeling a bit sad.
Are they actually?
Everyone's
though?
Shouting. Yeah, actually are.
And where's your work?
We're the T-Bird in Leicestershire.
Okay, and you actually are wearing Christmas garments right now.
We actually are. I'm with my major at Mouse Mat. Hey!
But you haven't actually, like, dug into mince pies yet?
No, the best of ones are sat there, and if they stay there any longer, they're no longer going to be the best of, are they, really?
Okay. What are we saying there? Are we saying all I want for Christmas is you?
Definitely, that is the one that has to happen. We're all ready to dance. Go, go, go.
Here it is. Don't
want a lot. No, not this one. We need Mariah. Get it off. That's the wrong one. Ready. Ho, ho,
ho. One. This one isn't.
Yes!
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Yes, Mariah. Come on.
Mate, it's going off.
I know, it does every year.
It's going to be riots.
What are they saying? Are the listeners rioting? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a few people that are loving it.
Mark in Hartlepool, lost a lot of respect for you, Scott.
Some people are going really serious, though, I warn you.
Right, here's the thing. Can I let you into a secret?
Babe.
You know this already. I do this every year.
Yeah.
Every year they get annoyed.
This is basically Scott with a massive fishing rod out, fishing away here.
I'm reeling you in right now.
And you're all nibbling.
You are nibbling. You're nibbling at the rod. That's what you do. Just a song, isn't it? Doesn't mean that Christmas is actually here, obviously. Although some people, I mean, a lot of people are loving it. And there's many a text. I've never heard this version before. Jazzy. Many a text in capital letters. Angry, disappointed. Block her. No. What are you doing?
Scott Mills is cancelled.
Scott Mills is cancelled. Scott, are you okay? It's September hum. We played it earlier last year. And you got annoyed then as well. Anyway, Christmas is on.
One. BBC.
Radio.
One.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from One on BBC Radio One.